Calvary.
Blog
Calvary. Calvary. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Welcome, Prophetess Jenny. How are you doing? God bless you.
Good morning.
Talking
good
about
morning, Pastor. God bless you. How
good
are you?
Good morning. Yes, fine. Good to have you this morning. We thank God for today. We're talking about the sufferings and death and burial and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yesterday we had Minister Lawal sharing with us, and it was so great. Today we're still going to be talking about the death of Jesus. What is the benefits of the cross? What did Jesus do for us on Calvary? On Calvary's tree, what did he do for us? A lot of folks are not well informed about what Jesus accomplished for them on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. They think Jesus just came to die on Calvary's tree. They don't really understand what God meant by the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on Golgotha Hills over 2,000 years ago. So during this period, we're using this period to educate the masses on the relevance of the death of Christ. What does it mean to us? And what is our benefit of Jesus' death on Calvary's tree? What do we gain as believers? And those who need to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, what should they know about the death of Jesus Christ and how it relates to them? That's where we are right now. We are happy to have Professor Janice online. She's going to be sharing with us today also in this studio what she thinks about the death of Jesus. Just before she comes on, we're going to share briefly for a couple of minutes some scriptures, and then Professor Janice is going to continue from there. If you look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, it says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. This is the Apostle Paul talking here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him, Paul said, I want to know him. What did he do for us? What did Jesus accomplish for us? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. What did Jesus suffer for? Did he just suffer here on earth and then died? No. It had a purpose. The other day I shared with you from 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. You see, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came for a very definite purpose, to destroy the work of sin, the work of sickness, the work of evil, the work of the devil, demonic activities, satanic activities. Jesus came to destroy all those forces. One of the translations say, Jesus came to paralyze the works of the enemy. You know, another translation say, Jesus came to annul the works of Satan. Oh, I like that. Yeah, oh God, it's wonderful. See, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, it says, Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. By his death on Calvary's tree, he spoiled principalities and powers. All the principalities and powers, the demons and the witches and the wicked, the occultist power, the devilish powers that are oppressing your life, Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. See? So whatever principalities and powers are still operating in your life, trying to frustrate you, we got good news for you today. That over 2,000 years ago on Golgotha Hills, Jesus of Nazareth spoiled principalities and powers. He paralyzed the works of your enemies, and so they have no power over you. Satan cannot rule over you as a child of God. The devil and his demons have no right to penetrate your life and do all kinds of junk. Sickness and disease have no part in you because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that lives in you than the devil that lives in the world. You've got to know all these things as a child of God. Don't let the devil put those stuff on you. You got to resist the devil and he will flee from you. See? So we are glad that Jesus has redeemed us on Calvary's tree by his blood, and he has paid for us, and he has opened the gates of righteousness by his death. He has redeemed us on the cross of Calvary. We thank God for this, and we are glad to have with us Professor Jenny, a woman of God. God has been using her mightily, and she's also been speaking on various radio programs. She's going to be sharing with us what God has placed in her heart for this period, about the sufferings, death and crucifixion, burial, resurrection and ascension of Jesus, what it means to humanity today, and what is our benefits of the cross. So we want Praise the Lord. Sorry for that break in transmission. The person who logged in had a problem with her phone, so we're just going to continue. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 to 17, it says, He opened the gates of righteousness for us. By His death, He opened the gates of righteousness for us. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now and worship Christ the King. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now and worship Christ the King. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now and worship Christ the King. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. By His death on Calvary Street, Jesus opened the gates of righteousness for us. On that Friday, that Good Friday, when He was crucified, about 3 p.m., what happened was that the veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place was torn from top to bottom, which showed grace. The door has been opened for us to go into the Holy of Holies and talk with God Almighty. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords have opened the gates of righteousness for us to go in and fellowship with Him. No more going through high priest. The gates of righteousness has been opened for us by the death of Jesus Christ. So many benefits He made for us. He opened the gates of righteousness for us. He tasted death for us, that we might not be dead again, separated from God. We are now reconciled with God. Propitiation is an atonement. He made an atonement. He reconciled us back to God. We fail, and we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None is righteous. We went our own way. We became the enemies of God. But Jesus, by His blood, made an atonement. He reconciled us back to God once again. By His death, He reconciled us back to God. And once again, we are connected back with God. In John chapter 21, verse 25, John's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 25, it says, If all that Jesus did were to be recorded in books, the whole world shall be filled with books. If all that Jesus did were to be recorded in books, the whole world shall be filled with books. John chapter 21, verse 25. See? The whole world shall be filled with books if all that Jesus did for humanity is to be recorded in books. But thank God for Jesus. All we know now is what He accomplished for us on Calvary's tree. And in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, it says, By His death He has made us kings and priests. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, By His death, Christ has made us kings and priests. He has promoted us from being just members, just being followers. He made us kings and priests. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. So He promoted us. He lifted us. Lifted, I've been lifted. I've been lifted by His blood. Out of sin and sorrow. Into the presence of the Lord. Lifted, I've been lifted by his blood, out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of thy Lord. Lifted, we have been lifted, we have been lifted by his blood, out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of thy Lord. By the blood of Jesus, we have been lifted out of sin and sorrow. By the blood of Jesus, we have been promoted. He is the glory and the lifter of our head. Psalm 3. God is the glory and the lifter of our head. So by his death, he has promoted us from just being the followers to priests and kings of the Most High God. We thank God for what he's doing. Professor Janice, are you ready now? Hello? Hello?
Yes. Hello, Pastor?
Yes, so go ahead and share. I know your phone has worried, has troubled you so much. Just share with us in a few minutes some of the things you want to say.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't know you wanted me to say anything today. I just called in to listen.
Yes, say something about the death of Jesus.
Okay. We just thank God. Good morning, everyone. I'm Prophetess Rosalyn Jennings from the Power Forgiveness Show and Ministry here on Blog Talk. I just thank God, Pastor. The main thing, Pastor, is I always speak about is forgiveness and repentance. Amen. We live in a day where so much is happening that daily we need to forgive ourselves, forgive people. We need to repent for our sins, and not only for our sins, for our ancestors' sins and things that, you know, have been running in our family that we need to ask for forgiveness, repentance for, you know, what we call it generation curses, Pastor. But I just have this scripture that I want to read to the audience that will really help them in the area of forgiveness. Amen. There's people out there blocking God to heal, deliver you. You're blocking to receive from God because you refuse to forgive yourself. You refuse to let go. And got to let go of that unforgiveness, pride, bitterness, resentment, rejection, abandonment. These are things that are hindering you from walking in freedom. Amen. Jesus paid a price. You know, a lot of times we're going through things we don't understand, but we have to realize Jesus paid the price, so we shouldn't have to go through things when Jesus already paid the price. But we definitely need to walk in forgiveness and repentance every day. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Verse 32 is very important. It says, and be kind one to another, tender heart, forgiving one another, even as God for sake has forgiven you. So that's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, 32. I pray that you read it daily and meditate and apply that to your life and walk in forgiveness and walk in repentance. Pastor, there's another thing that I want to touch on, which is going on in individual life. You know, anytime you're dealing with any type of relationship, whether it's husband, wife, mother, daughter, son, and father, or employee, employee, you're gonna agree and disagree. It's okay to agree because we all have different views about things. But a lot of times, I notice people because you disagree with them, or if you don't agree with them, they get angry, and they don't know how to let go of that misunderstanding. And the word talks about in Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, it's Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, talks to you, if you have any disagreement with anybody, it's up to you to go to the person and say, I'm gonna use what happened to me last year, and then I'm going to read the scripture. I like to share my own personal experience as well. I was in a former church, and I had a wonderful pastor. Somehow we stopped speaking, and I don't even know why. But I went to her, and I said, Pastor, if I said or done anything to you, please forgive me. And she said, Rosalind, I was holding unforgiveness, and please forgive me. And it brought so much healing in me, man of God, and for both of us, and God restore that relationship. A lot of time it's pride, our ego getting away, and sometimes people will stop speaking to us, and we don't even know why, you know, and sometimes they could be going through their own personal things. But if you have aught against anybody, you need to be a man, a woman enough, and go to them in love, calm down and go to them in love and say, hey, you know, I'd appreciate what happened. Or, you know, if we know we have said something to somebody, we say, hey, please forgive me. Or if you go to them, you work things out, because relationships is very important, especially in the kingdom of God. We do need each other, amen, as believers, amen. And these are things that's hindering people from coming together in the body of Christ because of unforgiveness. And if they had a misunderstanding, we really got to get delivered from being immature and sensitive. Nobody can, you know, tell us anything in love or tell us the truth. You know, if you're a true friend, a true person, you tell that person the truth. I want somebody to tell me the truth, you know, because I don't want to keep going around in circles. I don't want to keep this vicious cycle. So if a man of God is telling me something in truth, I say thank you for telling me, because sometimes people wouldn't see things going on. They won't tell you. And then when it happens, they say, I knew that. You say, but why didn't you tell me? You know, I know this warning before destruction. But Matthew 18, verse 15, it's clearly, it says, verse 15 says, moreover, if thy brother should trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall have hear thee, that thou shalt gain the brother. Verse 16 says, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, them in the mouth or two of three witnesses, every word may be established. So that's Matthew 18, verse 15, verse 16 is telling us that if you have aught against anyone, go to them and work it out. Don't walk around have aught against anyone. Life is too short. Life is too precious. And don't let unforgiveness, pride, and bitterness stop you from receiving from God. And I know that somebody's listening. And today, if you just go back and repent to God and repent to that person, the healing going to take place in your life. There's going to be restoration. There's going to be money. There's things that God has wants you to have. But this first step we have to do is walk in forgiveness and repentance. So, Pastor, I thank God for the opportunity to speak on forgiveness. You know, that's a part of salvation and a part of healing is forgiveness. Amen. And if you believe in God for healing, it's not just physical, it's emotionally. Amen, Pastor. I know 12 years ago I was sick because I had so much unforgiveness and baggage towards my parents. And my sickness was spiritual, and which I had overactive bladder, which is very embarrassing. You're constantly going to the bathroom every 5 minutes. And who would think it was unforgiveness? And then, and like I said, that's a spiritual thing that's blocking us from moving ahead and doing the work of God, which is unforgiveness and pride and resentment and bitterness. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was for Janice sharing with us. We thank God for that. Forgiveness is even on the cross. You know, Jesus on the cross, one of the seven words. We're also going to be talking about the seven words of Jesus during this period. The last seven words of Jesus on the cross, one of them was, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. See? Jesus, he was pleading to God, say, God, hold not this sin against them. You know, Jesus forgave us, you know, on the cross, he forgave us. So forgiveness is in the word of God. And we Christians today, we need to forgive each other. We need to forgive our husbands, forgive our wives, forgive our children, forgive our relations, forgive everyone around us. Most people still hold grudges and they They can still count sins, and they can still number the ills somebody did against them. They can see, they keep track and keep records of all the errors and mistakes people do against them. That's not God. God forgave you your sins on a daily basis, and you should forgive also. That's very important. Forgiveness was on Calvary Street. Jesus forgave. And then Stephen forgave in Acts chapter 2 as he was being stoned to death. In Acts chapter 8, Stephen forgave them. You know, he said, hold not this sin against them. Forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. This is very important. We need to forgive people so that God can forgive us. In Mark 11, 24 and 25 and 26, Jesus said, when you pray, forgive those who have wronged you so that your heavenly Father can forgive you also. See, that's why some people's prayers are not answered. They just pray and they don't forgive people. They hold grudges. They have enemies. And they have people they don't talk to. Unforgiveness is a very serious evil on earth today. And we pray that there will be forgiveness in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Brother Janice, I want you to pray for the audience that God will give them the spirit of forgiveness.
Yes.
That
yes.
They will not hold
yes.
in their lives. So you pray for the audience right now, everyone listening, wherever you are.
Yes,
Brother Janice, God is going to pray for forgiveness, the spirit of forgiveness.
Yes, God.
To fall. Yes, so pray now.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for another blessed and productive day. Father God, I ask you that you would touch every man, every woman, every child, everyone that's listening to the sound of this teaching, God, that you first, God, remove the blindness off our eyes, deliver us from darkness. God, we break the spirit of unforgiveness, God. We rebuke the spirit of rejection. We rebuke the spirit of abandonment, God. We rebuke the spirit of bitterness. We rebuke the spirit of anger, rage, God. Come out of your people in the name of Jesus, God. We speak, God, we release the spirit of forgiveness, love, compassion, understanding, God. God, let your warring angels go before your people, God, your healing angels, your delivering angels, God, your warring angels, God, your minister angels, to minister to them, let there be such a Holy Ghost conviction that we will repent and say, Lord, I repent for having unforgiveness today, God, and I forgive myself, God, and God, let us forgive ourselves today, God. We let go all shame or guilt, God, or past failure or past mistakes, God. God, you said anyone in Christ is a new creature, God. In Philippians 3:13, I declare that over the airways that we let go of the past and we go forward in the new things, God. Let us, God, walk today in total healing and deliverance, God, and total restoration, God. Let us get delivered today of all these strongholds of unforgiveness and pride, God, and stubbornness and disobedient, God, and rebellious, God. Let us repent today, God, and say, God, today, Holy Spirit, have your way on the air today so people could take accountability and get healed and get delivered and break these strongholds in their life, God, so they can have a freedom in you, God, freedom and peace, freedom and joy and prosperity, so they can operate in the fruit of the Spirit, God, and Galatians 5:22, God. So we thank you today, God, that healing and deliverance, God, and people will walk today. We thank you that family going to restore today, husband and wife going to restore today, employees going to restore today. There's going to be a supernatural revival going to take place today in the power of forgiveness, God. Forgiveness, leaders, God. There's a leader out there that needs to forgive members that have walked away from them. Him, God. And then today, when he said, Lord, I forgive every member that ever walked away, that ever spoke bad about me, I forgive them, God. And Father, your word say in Matthew 5:44, pray for them who fight for to believe you. They said, Father, I repent if I had any unforgiveness towards anyone, God, any family member, any leader, any member, any person in my childhood, any ex-husband, any ex-wife, or any my wife or my husband today, or ex-boyfriend, I forgive them in the name. I release them in the name. I forgive them, God. And God, I ask you to deliver them from any hurt and pain and bless them, God, and restore them in their family, God. We thank you for the power of forgiveness. We thank you that you're destroying the yoke. You're destroying the yoke of unforgiveness and pride and bitterness. You deliver them out of our life today, and healing and restoration taking place in the ministries, God, in our homes, in the workplace, God, and on the streets, in the hospital, God. There's people right now in the hospital that have just said, Lord, I repent for having unforgiveness to us so-and-so. The healing will take place to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you because forgiveness is not about who hurt us. It's about us being set free, God. So we thank you for your healing power, your deliverance power. We destroy the yoke of every stronghold that's hindering us from walking in freedom. We thank you, God, for new beginnings. We thank you, God, for the power of forgiveness. We thank you, God, for the power of repentance, God, that we will take accountability, repent, and turn away and get things right with you, Jesus. So we give you praise, we give you honor and the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Professor Janice. I tell you, God has moved mightily by the prayers of this woman of God. God uses her to teach on forgiveness. We are glad to have listened to her today. God is so good, and this is
thank
the Hour
Jesus.
Of Miracles
yes.
Radio and Television Ministries, and we're going to continue tomorrow. At the same time, we're still sharing on the burial of Jesus, the resurrection, and what it means to us today. The number to call into this program is 741-1, and then area code 714-242-6207, 714-242-6207, 741-1, and then you can come in and share with us what you think Jesus did on Calvary's tree. For those listening, and I know God has blessed you today, we just want you to know that his death meant so much, and he took your place. It's a great exchange. Oh, yes, it was a substitutionary death. He took your place. He took my place and died for me and you to be saved. So we've got to recognize this fact and apply it appropriately to our families, to our lives, that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. When he took our place, he became a curse for us that we might receive the blessings of Abraham. Today we ask that the blessings of Abraham might come upon you and every one of you listening, wherever you are. There is no distance in prayers. We have been receiving testimonies from India, from Philippines, from Africa, from various parts of the world, people receiving this word of God through this radio ministry. I tell you, God is a great God. We give him the glory in the name of Jesus. Call all your friends to log in tomorrow with us, and let's enjoy what God is doing. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I love you. And feel free to call us anytime. Area code 240-552-5899. And then you can call us also on our toll-free number, 1-888-671-7853. Send us your prayer request. Tell us what God is doing, and we'll be there for you. You can email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. Visit our website, ourmiraclestv.net. ourmiraclestv.net. And if you want to write us, it is Hour of Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. Hour of Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. Also, we invite you to worship with us every Saturday 7 p.m. and then Sunday 3 p.m. at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. You can come and watch it with us. Let's share the word and pray and minister. I tell you, God is doing a new thing. We want you to come with your families. and enjoy what God is doing. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. In Jesus' name, amen. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Now you is carrying a heavy body. Jesus says, casting your cares upon Christ, for he careth for you. Lay your burdens down at the feet of the Master Jesus, and he will take it from you. I don't care what burdens you have in your life today, what cares and fears and anxieties and issues you're going through, I got good news for you. Jesus is ready to take those burdens off you. Jesus is ready to take those problems and troubles and fears off you. Jesus is ready to minister to you right now. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will do a new thing in your life. May he take those burdens from you and fears and anxieties. And may he grant you solutions. In the name of Jesus, amen.